contradictory, self-canceling, things that add up to nothing, you know. It's that Robinson, when he's healthy, which is not at first, healthy, watching when he's got, just see the guy running around erratically like a damaged rat, doing nutty things that add up to nothing, you know, like just kind of a, he would see that the other people are nuts. You see, they send nuts to harass him, and he doesn't understand they're nuts. He assumes they're sane, and that makes him nuts, trying to understand the rational purpose they're up to, and it's all screwed up. And it's only later as he gets his head back, that he can look back and see that what they did was, like, let's say the Nazis develop LSD. Here's a good thing to bring in. And they give LSD to political prisoners, and then they send these burned down asses' heads around to terrorize people by mumbling occult things and doing occult things. It's interesting in the book, we pit the bona fide occult, meaning the hidden, which is what's going on in Robinson's head, with the mumble jumbo abracadabra occult, the trappings, the masks, you see, and the little occult is not the occult, but it becomes revealed to him, is direct and open. The vast system reveals himself or themselves by stages, whatever he can handle at a time. And let him assemble it and understand, you know, Fakia, this, whatever we learn by making. And then press on, you know, press him, and contrast that to the bunch of freaks that, I guess the Nazis would ration drugs, like you ration coffee and cigarettes, and not on stockings. You line up, you queue up. They imagine with IG Farben developing the sulfa drugs, what they could do with the fun drugs, mind-bending drugs. They just, you know, rub a bunch of them, and you have a ration book. Jeez. It's interesting, he doesn't have any sense that it's to overthrow the Nazi tyranny in the beginning. How could just this thing, first it heals him up, physically and mentally. It seems to be devoted to him, and yet he finds himself doing things he'd never normally do. He seems to be a different person. He writes a lot of it has his writing. Letters, almost at random. He notices strange things like you'd normally not do. Ads that he normally would never answer. Well, what is it for? It scares him at first. He panics. He thinks he's under some kind of weird thought control. I don't know where he is. But then he begins to realize that it's a benign thing. That he can see some results, and they benefit him. They benefit him enough to make him pause in his paranoia that he's been programmed into these things. Like by some secret Nazi nocturnal thing, they come in, drug him, give him commands, and seem to forget he was drugged. And then, as the change in his behavior is more effective, it seems to be shoring him up, making him more prosperous, more relaxed. His fears are diminished, and he sees what's true and what's not true, and also dreams in which the written information is showed to him. I think, if it's clear that, you know, these are called dreams, he thinks of them dreams, but they consist of written information. He never sees any action. He never hears any voices.